spending some time this morning getting serious today, and I think it's important that we do so, spend a decent amount of time on the shootings at Virginia Tech yesterday. This morning they found out it was a student there that did it. It was a student in one of the dormitories, and we assume it's probably the dorm where it started.
Yeah.
And they thought when it first happened that it was a domestic deal, you know, maybe guy finds girl with another guy, shoots them both. Mm-hmm. Or they thought maybe it was even a murder-suicide, I guess, from the look of things. And they're pretty sure it's the same dude that did both, although there is an outside chance that there could have been another person. But they're thinking they know it. It's just it's one student from Virginia Tech that was responsible for it all. 33 people, 33 by one person, had two guns, went in and just unloaded multiple clips of ammunition, excuse me. And, you know, the main point I want to reinforce here is that this is not an everyday occurrence, and I don't think you need to be paranoid all the time if, you know, you're going off to school or if you have kids going off to school or whatever, that, you know, this could happen. I mean, how you can't really live that way, first off. And second, it isn't an everyday occurrence. But in the same sense, I think everyone has someone that they can relate to who was a little bit too affected by school or by their peers that may have driven them to do something really stupid. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a kid that I went to high school with who tried to burn the building down, and maybe he didn't. You know, maybe he didn't try. Maybe he was just showing up with the gas cans and wanting to get caught. You know, it could be something as simple as that. So what do we need to do? Because obviously we have some kind of problem with the way that kids behave, especially, you know, they're in high school or in college. The majority of people are able to adjust pretty well to things. But there are some who don't adjust well, and then they can cause just tons of damage. So we thought it'd be good today to talk about what we need to do as a society or what we need to do as a culture to help out, to maybe just be a little bit nicer. You know, it's hard to talk high school kids into not picking on anybody. You know, that seems like that's part of the deal. And everyone had to deal with that a little bit. And, you know, you need to move on past that. But in the same sense, you're like, what if I hit the wrong nerve with somebody? Are we pushing somebody a little bit too far? What do we need to do? We'll take your calls at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think you need to watch out for your bedwetters, your fire starters, and the kids that do animal cruelty. They're your serial killers. Seriously.
So whenever you think we need to do a better job at identifying people early on?
Yeah, definitely.
And then what do? You arrest some little kid because he tortured a squirrel that he didn't think was any different than, you know, like an ant or something, you know? I mean,
well, you make parents more aware. You monitor what they're watching on TV, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously there are certain people who do have something hardwired into them that's just not right. Mm-hmm. Jerrion?
If parents need to pay attention to their kids more in general anyway, because that whole Columbine thing, they were in their garage making bombs, and their parents didn't, like, notice anything was going on.
That's very true. I mean, this is a college situation, obviously a little bit different, but we've heard most stories like this come out of high schools before, so. Well, we appreciate the call, right?
Thanks.
Thank you. Stooks in the morning, what do you think?
Hey, I just wanted to make the comment, whether you're 12, whether you're 20, whether you're 30, it doesn't matter. It all starts with your parents and how they raised you on the choices that you make.
But still, don't you think? I mean, like these kids at Columbine, I mean, we don't know much about this deal yet, about this guy's past. That they just revealed this morning that it was a student there. You know what I mean? These people get pushed over the edge by their peers, though. You know, I mean, as much as you want to blame just their parents.
I mean, everyone's raised right and wrong, and no matter what, shooting someone will always be wrong. And hey, life is stressful sometimes, and people treat you crappy, but that don't give you the right to shoot them. And as long as parents instill that in your child, you know, everyone should know right from wrong. Whether you're 12 or whether you're 30, no matter how much someone's mean to you.
Yeah, I guess since we are in an age where parents are more likely to be working when their kids are growing up than ever, they don't get the attention that they used to. Like when I was a kid, my mom stayed home with us all the time.
Yeah, so did my mom.
Right. They made the sacrifices they needed to make to keep the mom at home, and you just don't see that as much anymore. So
you know, the other thing I noticed, I was brought up in a small town, and now I work up on Fort Riley. It amazes me that I'm nice to everyone, and I wave to everyone, and some of these people look at you like they're scared to even wave at you.
Yeah.
And go back in their doors.
Yeah, I've talked about that before, too. Even people in my apartment building, you know, you can't really engage them very well. You know, people just aren't that socially adept, just in general. Mm-hmm. So you find some lunatic, it's really bad. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Yep, thanks.
Bye. Stukes in the morning, go ahead.
I think that being nice is great in all concept, but I was one of those kids that was picked on, and I didn't go psycho. I mean, you just kind of take it with stride, and then, you know, just be nicer to the next kid that comes along after you that they start picking on.
But some people don't have the mental makeup to move beyond that type of thing. You know what I mean? A lot of these people who are a little bit different and do get picked on don't have the skills to overcome something like that and then just go nuts.
And sometimes they don't have the support from their family and, you know,
that's
friends
true.
That they do
I didn't
have.
Think about that because my mom was like, just because you have red hair, sweetheart, someday it'll be cute. And now, look, everybody's dying their hair red.
There you go.
But, yeah, my son and I were having this discussion last night, and he was going, well, what about the conceal and carry weapons? Don't you think that if they would have enforced that maybe, you know, one kid would have had that gun and been able to draw back? And I'm like, okay, then you would have had, you know, 32 kids pulling guns on each other, and I imagine that it probably would have been more people hurt.
Yeah, I read an article about concealed carry and how that could have changed things. You know, usually I'm anti. I don't like the idea of more guns out on the street, but that does kind of make sense. But in the same,
it just depends. I mean, I think that people truly should have to go through training and stuff to use them and know when to use them, and maybe take an evaluation test before they're issued.
Well, yeah, I understand
things like that. But
I understand people needing guns for sport and everything. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, we have some kind of weird, sick obsession with guns in this country.
I know it is kind of scary, isn't it?
Just a little, yeah.
Oh.
Well, we appreciate the call, all right?
Thank you.
Take care.